listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Well, this week I had some more fan mail, would you believe it? And there was one very constructive letter from Mr. Alex McKenna, who congratulated me on the dance band show I did a few weeks ago and asked for some more like it. I quote, "No one usually does much on real old dance music from 1925 to 1934. Let's have some more real dance music on all the old labels with the label information and dates. How about playing some old records on Edison, Bell and Broadcast?" Okay, that's fine. So I hope I can be sure of pleasing at least one listener anyway by doing just that. I'll play these records more or less in order of recording, but since Mr. McKenna suggested I play a broadcast record, why not begin with one? The very first record I ever bought, a little 8-inch job with the caption on the label, The Long Playing Record. It cost 1 shilling and 3 pence from Marks and Spencer's in the Golders Green Road, and it's Harry Bidgood and his broadcasters playing Moonbeam Kisser for Me with Cavan O'Connor singing. There, the record that began it all, on September the 21st, 1927, to be exact. Just think, if I had not bought that and been bitten by the record-collecting bug, I might never have presented these Mardi Gras programmes. No comment. Right, now to the latest addition to my collection. A record made in 1921, November the 15th, to be exact, by the Queen's Dance Orchestra with Jack Hilton at the piano and a Negro clarinet man named Al Jenkins, who, as you will hear, is really great. Jerome Kern's The Bullfrog Patrol. Thank you. Jack Hilton and the Queen's Dance Orchestra, the Bullfrog Patrol. I'll be back with some more music after the break.
Mr. Smith, champion parrot trainer, 3 years running. How do you do it?
Well, now, why don't you ask Joey himself?
I'm a sweet bird lemonade drinker. Oh, whites, I'm trying to keep it up, but it's 1,000 nights. Oh, whites, lemonade.
Well, if I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't have believed it.
Aha, whites, Jim, lad.
James.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Now, Mr. McKenna asked that I start in 1925, so I rather stepped out of line with that last one, but it's rather good, don't you think? Anyway, here's one made in 1925, and on Edison Bell winner, too, by the company's house band, with a very good trumpet soloist. Eat More Fruit. Good idea. Edison Bell Dance Orchestra, Eat More Fruit. That was quite a catchphrase 49 years ago, you know. Another trend of those days is reflected in this record by Raymond Newton, leader of the Savoy Havana Band, who really gets swinging on masculine women, feminine men. Listen to those words, and remember, they were written in 1926.
Feminine men.
there's nothing new in unisex, you see. Personally, as a confirmed square, I prefer the sentiments of Elsie Carlyle, the featured singer with the gilt-edged four on this record. I think there are six of them, actually. In this big hit of 1927, I can't get over a girl like you loving a boy like me.
I got over every trouble that could bother me. Measles, mumps and whooping cough, the flu and housemaid's knee. All of life's big events leave me quite blasé, but one thing still gives me a thrill every single day. Oh, I can't get over a boy like you loving a girl like me. I keep pinching myself to see if it's true. I've pinched and I've pinched till I'm all black and blue. Then I look in the glass to see what you see in me. I know there's not much to see, gee. I'm so afraid, dear, you've made a mistake. Please marry me, dear, before I awake. 'Cause I can't get over a boy like you loving a girl like me.
Carlyle and the Gilt-Edged Four on Columbia in 1927. I'll be back with some more after the break.
Hello. Have you had the Peter James experience?
He's upright.
He's British.
He's a jolly decent chap.
He's good with a gramophone.
Would that there were more in the world like him.
There'll always be an England.
Peter James on Sunday. New singles, chart hits, a smattering of oldies, and live groups like Sparrow and Decameron. Tune to PJ, Sundays 2 till 5.
And so say all of us.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. And now for another Edison Bell Winnow record made by another studio band called the Plaza Band. It was directed by Harry Hudson and included Sylvester Ahola on trumpet, Sid Phillips on clarinet, and Mantovani on violin, a really all-star group. The title is typical of 1928, Make My Cot Where the Cotton Grows, and it's beautifully played and recorded.
Thank you. frosted biting my toes. Just make my cut where the cotton grows. When I start to follow the trail of the swallow back home where the Tennessee flows, just make my cot where the cotton grows. Oh, Sandman, when I land, shake your sand right over my shack. In my sleep, a bit I'll weep, so glad to get back. When I lay my head in that old feather bed in, I know I'll be shedding my woes. Just make my cot where the cotton grows.
Harry Hudson, who used to accompany Wilfred Pickles on his Have a Go show later on, directing the Edison Bell House Band of 1928. A little later that year, our other Harry, Bidgood, recorded what the broadcast label called a Yale Blues, Sing Me a Baby Song. It was rather unusual, and it had a girl singer, and I would think she was American, but who was she, I wonder?
About a treetop cradle so tall. Won't you baby me? Honey, can't you see that I'm a grown-up baby, that's all. Oh, 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 you ought to know when I'm so blue. I'm just a baby who's crying for you. So sing me a baby song.
Sing Me a Baby Song by Harry Bidgood and his broadcasters, 1928. A year later, another very English girl sang the vocal chorus on Ray Starita's record of a typically optimistic song of the times, Wake Up, Chillen, Wake Up. This time we know who she was, Betty Bolton, who used to specialise in rather naughty songs later on. Well, they were looked on then as naughty, but they seem pretty tame now. This one is clean and cheerful, though, and it has some hot solo spots, too. Betty Bolton with Ray Starita's Ambassador's Band, Wake Up, Chillen, Wake Up. There was another song that year, 1929, with a real child as its central figure, called I Fall Down and Go Boom. The lyrics are pretty yuck-making, so I've deliberately chosen the Rhythmic Eights record of it on Xonophone, because in place of the words, there's some great jazz, again from Sylvester Ahola, with Danny Polo and other jazz-minded musicians in support. Thank you. I Fall Down and Go Boom by the Rhythmic Eight, directed by John Furman. I'll be back with some more music after the break.
When you want sweetness in your tea or coffee, but could do without the calories sugar contains, there's a very sweet alternative. Hermesitas. No calories, no aftertaste. Hermesitas are just little things, but when you're on a calorie-controlled diet, it's the little things that make life sweeter.
They're as sweet as sugar, Hermesitas, but Hermesitas have no calories.
Ask for Hermesitas in the Slim Blue Dispenser.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Next, a number I've played before, but I haven't played you this version. It's 11:30 Saturday night, and this is another 8-inch record on the Edison Bell Radio label. This says the band is the Radio Melody Boys, but I have a feeling that some of Ambrose's men took part. His vocalist, Sam Brown, is certainly the singer, and I wouldn't be surprised if that great clarinet turned out to have been played by Sid Phillips.
At the dance, I was in a trance, 11:30 Saturday night. In my arms I held a world of charms, 11:30 Saturday night. At 8 my fate had just begun, it grew quite late before love had won. Oh, can't you see, she's accepted me, 11:30 Saturday night.
Hit of 1930, 11:30 Saturday night, by the Radio Melody Boys, whoever they may have been. And without moving from 1930, or Sam Brown, here he is to sing Living in the Sunlight, Loving in the Moonlight, with Ambrose and his orchestra from the Mayfair Hotel. No wonder the Americans think we had some great records in those days.
Things that bother you never bother me, I think everything's fine. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Haven't got a lot, I don't need a lot, coffee's only a dime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a whale of a time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any dove. I do what I like, just when I like, and how I love it. I don't give a hoot if I can the boot, all the world is in rhyme. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Thank you.
Living in the Sunlight, Loving in the Moonlight by Ambrose's Orchestra. What a happy song that is. The Depression had begun, but songs as cheerful as that were guaranteed to be top hits. By 1931, things had got worse, but the songs were still warmly sentimental, like this one, played by Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Orpheans. Who Am I? The answer, in case you didn't know, is Al Boley. By the Savoy Orpheans, with Al Boley singing and Carol Gibbons directing from the piano. And we'll have some more music after the next break.
How would you like to win an all-expenses-paid three-week European holiday for two, travelling overland to Rome and spending a week there at the European Athletic Games, returning home the second week in September? Capital has bought two tickets for the trip that takes you through days of carefree summer sightseeing with regular meals and excellent accommodation. Provided you're 14 or over, answer these three questions on the back of an envelope or postcard, and you could be packing your bags for the sun. Who ran the first sub-4-minute mile? Where were the last Olympic Games held? What is the distance in meters around a full-size athletics track? Mail your answers to Capital European Games Competition, Capital Radio, PO Box 539, London NW1 3DR. To reach us, no later than first post Thursday, the 18th of July. The money we spent buying the tickets has gone straight into the Mary Peters Fund for a new athletic track in Northern Ireland. And Olympic champion Mary Peters herself will draw the winner during the Women's Amateur Athletics Championship at Crystal Palace on July the 20th.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. And we got as far as 1931. Well, that was the year when Woolworths introduced their 8-inch records, Eclipse, they called them. It cost sixpence each. Nothing cost more in Woolworths then. And which gave us a quality product with some top bands, such as Bertini's from the Blackpool Tower Ballroom. He wrote a number called Hot Punch, and it was issued on Eclipse in 1934. Punch, a very good title, by Bertini and his Blackpool Tower Band in 1934. I remember the next year that marked the Silver Jubilee of King George V and Queen Mary, there was a song that all the bands played, when they weren't doing patriotic selections and snatches of all the obvious hits of the previous 25 years, that is. It was Seeing is Believing, but no one played it better than Lou Stone and his band, with Sid Phillips arranging and Alan Kane singing.
Isn't this paradise in view? My My heart is in confusion, I've always had a doubt that anything like this could be. If this should be illusion, don't let me find it out. Don't take away my dream from me. Never thought I'd see an angel, but seeing is believing. You got me believing in you.
Seeing is Believing by Lou Stone and his band from the Hollywood Restaurant, London, 1935. And we're back with some more after the next break.
Come to the number 7 counter at Boots and see the smooth talkers. Number 7's great new lipstick range. Young and offbeat, in moody colors and very shiny. Smooth talkers come in 8 different colors. Try them tomorrow at Boots and smooth talk your way into anything.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. In 1935 we got to, didn't we? And that was the year when the last Eclipse record went on sale in Woolworths. They issued 1,011 different ones on the popular red label, and they were replaced that September by the 9-inch Crown, still costing only sixpence. One Crown record, made in 1936, was issued as the Swing Rhythm Boys. It was a studio band directed by Jay Wilbur, and the star soloist was the late Freddie Gardner on clarinet. Here it is. Is it true what they say about Dixie?
Thank you.
J. Wilbur's Swing Rhythm Boys, Is It True What They Say About Dixie? Now, for our last one tonight, a memory of Jessie Matthews, the incomparable, a hit song from her film First a Girl, played here by Billy Cotton and his band, Everything's in Rhythm with My Heart. Another cheerful number, Everything's in Rhythm with My Heart by Billy Cotton and his band. Well, that's it this time. I hope you enjoyed those, whether you like your nostalgia straight or hot. And just before I left home to come to do this show, I received a very nice letter from an Australian girl, Christine Chappell, who enjoyed Mardi Gras, but who's going home in 10 days' time. She asked if I'd play her a special request next week. Well, you won't believe this, Christine, but I was mulling over next week's show yesterday, and I'd already decided to play the very one you want, so will you join me again next week on Mardi Gras? Good. Till then, this is Brian Rust wishing you happy listening to our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.